Black Forest gummy bears are good, real good. That's because they're made with real fruit juice. Each bear is perfectly soft and fruity, with colors and flavors from real sources. So every bite is mouth-wateringly delicious and an irresistible treat you can feel real good about eating. Black Forest. Real juicy, real good. Visit blackforestusa.com to try now.
Whether you're flying through a busy everyday universe or smashing personal bests, GNC is teaming up with Marvel to help you fuel every mission every day. And we're doing it with epic flavors like Black Panther Royal Caramel Cookie, Iron Man High Flying S'mores, and Captain America Star Spangled Birthday Cake. And every tub comes with a digital collectible that you can't get anywhere else. Pick up iconic Marvel and GNC flavors of Pro Performance 100% whey protein today, online or at a GNC store near you.
Today's show is sponsored by Envelopes.net. Envelopes, baby. You need them. We got them. It's time. Time. Go to Envelopes.net and use offer code Nick Cannon. I'm not sure why that's the offer code, but to receive 99% off your first order. Envelopes.net. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. Each and every episode of this show, Meet My Friends, the Friends, recaps an episode of the show, Friends. So without further ado, let's go get the show started and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends, shall we? Thanks everybody for joining us here on Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. We got a good one today. Episode 14 of Season 3, The One with Phoebe's Ex-Partner. And this was written by Will Clayhoun and directed by Robbie Benson once again. And this aired on February 6th, 1997. Now this episode is about, Phoebe's former singing partner, Leslie, performs at Central Perk and asks Phoebe if they can get back together. Phoebe's not happy with her, though. Phoebe's not a fan of her. They eventually get back together, but soon have problems when Leslie sells Phoebe's song Smelly Cat to a kitty litter company. Chandler meets a woman in the men's room at Central Perk and asks her out. Coincidentally, Joey used to date her and then recounts a tale about an unfortunate incident that occurred involving her artificial leg. Chandler gets over the fact that she has an artificial leg, but when Ginger learns Chandler has a third nipple, she dumps him. Ross continues to struggle with Rachel's career and her involvement with Mark, her coworker. And then at the end of the episode, Chandler has his third nipple removed. Charming and not something I thought I'd ever read out loud, but we find ourselves where we find ourselves. Today's episode is sponsored by Envelopes.net, and I've been instructed to read this as written. No one thing and one thing only. The orb is coming. When the orb arrives, all will be humbled by its presence. The guilty will be destroyed and the innocent will rise. The orb knows all. The orb questions all. The orb answers all. Get 99% off your first order by using offer code Nick Cannon at envelopes.net. And it says here envelopes.net. I'm assuming that's a typo. So that is not an internet. There's no such thing as dog net. Although there is such a thing as a dog net, I guess that's something to catch dogs with if you're a dog catcher. Although maybe there even isn't that, because that might be the kind of thing you see in movies. A guy runs around with a dog net. Giant dog catcher net. Yeah, so this episode is, this is not a good episode, this one. I gotta say, I think the stuff with the prosthetic leg that, Ginger, played by Sherilyn Fenn from Twin Peaks fame, I don't know what that is, hold on. That stuff was very, I thought very mean. I thought there was a meanness to the prosthetic leg stuff, and it just isn't fun, and just because Chandler gets his comeuppance doesn't make it right, because he has a third nipple, and Ginger was turned off by that. That doesn't make him having such a hard time with her prosthetic leg a thing. Hold on. Somebody's... I don't know what this is. Hold on. Somebody's at the door.
Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Brought to you by Starfield. Embark on an epic journey through the stars and Bethesda Game Studios' first new universe in over 25 years. In this next-generation role-playing game, you decide who you are and what you will become. The most important story is the one that you tell. Captain your own ship as you venture through the settled systems, exploring over 1,000 planets while unraveling humanity's greatest mystery. For all into the Starfield. Visit www.starfieldgame.com to learn more and pre-order. Rated M for mature.
I'm here for 48 hours,
okay,
and I'm flying back, so I'm just here for a few microphones that Jason left in the studio.
So Jason sent you here?
Yes.
For what? His microphone?
His gear,
I don't know if he's got any gear here or anything.
Well, technically, yeah, he said something that it's technically Don Strong's property now, because he signed it over to him, so okay. Don sent
look,
me here
I don't, okay.
as well as Jason.
Look.
I have this
if
order.
If he has something he's got to find, then find it, and you can go bring
okay.
it back. I'm trying to do the show. Let me get back to what I got to do.
Are you taping right now?
I am. I'm taping an episode now, so.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to try to be as professional as I can.
Yeah, okay. Well, be professional as you can, then.
All right.
I got to say also in this episode, hold on. I got to get my bearings. Okay, so, look, just find the, okay.
Are these new?
Is what new?
These chairs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That's what happens when you, you know.
Yeah, when you,
update, you know.
Update your life.
Yeah, well, you missed.
Moving on.
Sure. Well, yeah. Talk about moving on. I don't know if it's any giant mystery for you moving on with taking the leap. You and Jason and
getting paid fairly and treated with respect.
Uh huh.
You mean that
sure.
part?
Yeah, that part. That's the part I mean. Yeah, you were not treated with disrespect here. You made mistakes. And
this is hard for me too to be here.
Okay, well, let me do my show then. Find the equipment and
right.
let. Okay, this day in Friends history, there was an assassination attempt. This is it's the same thing. All right, let's just. Can you keep it down at least? with this stuff.
I'm just going to wait until this episode.
Yeah, just sit. Yeah, look. Thank you. You're clomping around here.
Right.
I'm here.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I still partly respect how podcasts are made.
Sure. Friends first. This is the first and only time that the bathroom at Central Perk, the coffee shop, is ever seen on the show. How about that?
You mean the outside?
The outside of what?
Central Perk.
No, it's the bathroom. It's the first time the bathroom's ever been seen. Yeah. Fun Friends fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
This one. Think about it. This is the last episode. And this one has a little bit of a spoiler on it here for longtime Friends fans. This is the last episode that Ross and Rachel are a couple. Because they break up in the next episode. This is the last time we're seeing them as a couple. For a long time. I'm not going to give any more about that, but a long time.
Did you think they were going to end up together at the end of the series? Did you think somehow that was going to play out? Did you hope it would? Because I kind of did.
Yeah, of course I did. I was rooting for them the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know, me too.
I mean, what did you... You really thought Rachel was going to end up with Joey?
No, I thought Phoebe was going to end up with Joey. I thought that this story was going to wrap up because
interesting.
Because there's three males and three females.
You thought... That's something a lot of people have actually said where it seems like...
Yeah,
it's like...
They were perfect for each
Chandler
other.
Chandler and Monica, yeah. Ross and Rachel, Phoebe and Joey.
Sorry, I'm not here for this.
No, that's fine. Look.
I didn't even know that this mic was on. I'm not here for this.
Pat? I just have to say, look, I don't love that you're here looking for equipment or whatever. I'm still not 100% sold on that as a thing. I don't know what your motivations are, but I'll say this. I'm not going to question them. I am going to just say that one thing I did always appreciate about your tenure on the show was that you, unlike Jason, watched the show. Watched the episodes we were about to discuss, and brought things to the table with it. So yes, this you saying what you just said was a little bit of a blast from the past in that regard.
It just fired out of me, and I look, the show meant a lot to me. Not this show. I mean, Friends meant a lot to me growing up.
And this show meant something to you too, even if forget whatever we were fighting about. Being insulted.
I shouldn't have came here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you're here, though.
I shouldn't have came here.
Okay.
I didn't want to come. I'm a part of a team out there. This was a mission.
And
this
you still are.
This was an assignment.
You still are. I don't want you on this team.
This was an assignment. I said
great.
Yes.
Then let it be an assignment. Go get the mics or whatever you came out here for. You're not on this team. I'm just saying.
Okay. No, you're right. Okay, to answer your question, yes, it meant a lot to me. Obviously, it meant a lot to me.
Okay.
I think that's historically a record of an account of my my attempts at contribution for this program.
Sure.
And my love of Friends was also real and genuine and came from a real place of the things I went through as a kid and that this show was on as a Thursday night, 8 o'clock, must-see TV moment for me.
Great.
So anyway, if I may, Phoebe and Joey was the love affair we never saw but should have seen. And then it would have been Ross goes with Rachel. Great.
Yeah.
You know, Chandler Bing goes with Monica. Of course, we see that. Series ends with that.
Great.
But Phoebe and Joey, come on. That would have been happily ever after. Show could have ended all the loose ends tie up in a neat little bow, you know.
Very interesting insight it. Thanks.
Which season are you on?
Three.
Oh, wow. You have ways to go.
Long ways to go.
See, I would have been dropping this closer to the end. Not saying I would.
Not like you guys with your Quantum Leap. You've done one episode of Taking the Leap.
Well, the way Don wants to play that out is the way he wants to play it out. I don't really know.
Don Strong, the producer.
Yeah, I'm on a first name with him now, but and that's an honor. Jason's having some trouble. You know what? I'm not here to
talk about it either. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast. I appreciate everybody being part of this and everybody who listened. Thank you so much. We'll be back with another episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends. Look, if this stuff is around, just find it and then... But, yes, it was nice to
part,
see you.
Part of this is how did you get those sound clips back?
How did I get the sound clips back? Well, I got them back because I Jason's the one who keeps taking them off my hard drive.
No, I'm aware of that. How did you get them?
You're aware of that? Is that true? Just nod. Don't look.
No, I shouldn't even be here.
All right.
Is this still recording?
No.